We're up to Davyud Amad Aleph. We're up to Amad Abaya. So the last thing we learned was according to Rabbi Yehuda that the Chassidim of the Shoinim, the only reason why they became a Nazir is they want to bring a Karmel Chatas, and this is the only way they could bring a Karmel Chatas. However, he says here, Rabbi Shimon says that they did not want her. The Behuda said that's what they did. Shimon said they refused to do a nazir because a nazir still is considered a sinner, because it says the chiper olam masha chotel al nefesh is a sinner, and the chassidim didn't want to put themselves in that position. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon HaTzadik, we learned yesterday, Shimon HaTzadik, he saw this kid over there. He would never eat from anybody's asham, even from a nazir would not eat, because he accept if a guy did l'shem shemaim, he would not eat from any nazir. Another guy was l'shem shemaim. If a nazir became tamei, he felt that the nazir then had charot. Oy, if I would have realized how tough it is, 30 days I can handle, 45 days, 50 days I cannot handle. So if he has charot, so if Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon would not eat from Shimon HaTzadik would not eat from that asha. So in other words, so according to Shimon HaTzadik, a nazir who became tamei is his carbon is taka for a sin because he has charot. Rab Shimon, who says over here that every nazir, even a nazir never became tamei, is really a sinner. And Abelezer HaKapar, who says the same thing, as we'll see in a minute, why you're a sinner. Kulon Shita Achasein, they're all saying the same thing. And according to Rashi, why is Rav Shimon say that you're a sinner? The fact that you made a neder. Not because you're denying yourself food like Abelezer HaKapar. The fact that you made a neder is already a bad thing. Don't make promises. We learned before, making promises to keep mitzvahs is one thing, but to become a nazir is not a good thing. What's the mice? The nazir chayt Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon Amar Shimon HaTzadik, we said yesterday, because he would not eat from an asham, from a tummy of a nazir. Rabbi Shimon, we learned yesterday that he would not eat from any nazir because he considered them a sinner, and according to Rashi, because they made an eder. According to the Ran, it's for the same reason. Well, Ezra Kapar, Berebi, the great man, the Tanya, we learned, Ezra Kapar, Berebi Yomer, it says in Pasuk, V'chiper Olam Mashachot Al Nefesh, a nazir became tamei, brings the karma chatas, and says it should atone him for he sinned ala nefesh. We know that he became tamei because he touched the dead body. Why does it say ala nefesh? That's extra. Ala nefesh means his own nefesh. What did he do wrong with his own nefesh? Chibeiz nefesh chatazeh, what nefesh did he sin? It's extra. Elishatzir atzimim nayayin. The fact that he denied himself drinking wine, the Abishah created wine, and you denied yourself one of the pleasures of this world, that for that alone, it's you're considered a sinner. You should drink wine and do this for the right reasons. He only is a nazir, mitzayir himself from wine. Already nikra choyte is considered a sinner. Hametzayir atzma mekodav a guy bechal, he takes on fasts. Alachat kama v'kama is considered a sinner. Mekan kol ayeisha betaynis nikra choyte. Anyone who sits on fast is considered a sinner. Fedi Gemara, what are you talking about? You're bringing me a life from pasuk from v'chipe. That pasuk is talking about a nazir who became tamei, and he brings a karma chatas separate from a normal nazir because he became tamei. So using that to tell you that every nazir is tamei, we clept. V'hadin k'ra b'nazir tamei k'siv. And Fedi Gemara, b'shun d'shana b'chetu. No, every nazir is a sinner. Why did Tayyid Dafka give the reason ala nefesh over here? Because this guy, like, doubly sinned. Etzimini became a nazir, and then he wasn't even careful. He touched the mace while he was a nazir. Mishnah. We learned so far that you have the real Nadarim. Nadarim is if you're matfis bedavar anodar, you compare it to an animal, a carbon. Then we learned that even if you vary these incomplete sentences of the others. And now we're going to learn koinim. Koinim, which is definitely madaraisa. Koinim means you use a nickname for the word neder. You're not actually saying the word carbon, but you're saying the neder. So, you want to turn the chair around and have a sit over there.
Isn't koinim a negative? Like, I'm not going to have any anodar from this.
That's a shrua. That's a shrua. We'll see in a minute. Koinim is a loss of an eder. If a person says, we're up to the Mishnah. Yeah. If a person says, there's a piece of bread on the table, he says, Koinim, I forbade myself from eating this bread. This bread is also for me. Then he uses other words, Koinech, Koinim, Hare'el, Kinuyim, Lekarm. These are all nicknames. These are all, semantics. For a carbon. So even though he didn't say the word carbon, he said these words, good enough. Now we also said before there's a concept called the chedim. When you say that this is consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, La Hashem, instead of using the word chedim, he said chedek, chedech, chedev, hare'elu kinuin. Again, these are like what do you call it? Again, like euphemisms for the word chedim. Le chedim. If you said if you want to become a nazir, instead of saying nazir, you said nazik, naziach, naziach, and kinui naziris, and they're all mahatoyde, it's as if you took out a nazir. Why would the chachamim advocate using broken words with sunsi? If you say shavusa, not only allowed, they encourage it. We'll see. Shavusa, shikuka. These are words like the word shavua. Noide b'moi. Now, even though it says the word noide means shavua, b'moi, machlekes are showing what it means. According to the Ran, moi is Moshe Rabbeinu's name and the nickname. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yoyel Moshe, he made a shavua. Others say moi is an Aramaic for mumsa. Mumsa means shavua, and moi is a euphemism for that. Although these had kinuyin l'shvur, these are kinuyin l'shvur, and they're shvur's matayda. Itmar, we learned kinuyin. What's this whole idea of kinuyin? What's the base of this? Rabbi Yechon Amar Lashon Umazhen, this is a language of the goyim, and this particular language is a broken Hebrew, and the chiddush is all languages are for sure. No matter what language you make a shvur, you chay matayda. But this is a language which is like broken Hebrew, but because it's a language that's spoken, it's acceptable and it's matayda. You're considered neder. These are words Chacham made up that you should use these words rather than the original words of Hebrew. Even though it's a lashon shebadu lam chachamim, they say it's still mahatayda because now that this is what it means when you make say these words, this is what you meant. And by neder, the main thing is what you mean, your lev. So therefore, it's a neder mahatayda. Tosfos learned that it's actually midrabanan only because lashon shebadu lam chachamim. These are made up words. Like pig Latin or whatever, you know, you have these languages that people make up. Oh, excuse me. Where do you find the word bodu, which means made up? We find, it says, he made up a different month that people should go to El Regal, you know, and try to get everybody to go away from Beis Hamikdash. He made up a different month. He used the word bodu. Okay, Freddy Gemara, the time of my, Yehuda's question, the time of my tekinu rabban kinuin. Why would the rabbanon encourage, make up these words and tell people to use them? Use the real words. You know why? The leilema carbon. If you use the real Hebrew words, you might do it properly. And the real way of making a neder is saying that this should be like a carbon. And what's wrong with saying the word carbon? The leilema carbon, what's wrong with saying the word carbon? Dilma amar carbon lashem. In the Torah, when you make a neder, you always say carbon lashem. Our real neder is carbon lashem. We're scared you can say the Abish's name. We don't want you to use the Abish's name. It'll just roll off your tongue. By using up these words that Chacham made up, you won't say the Abish's name. For anyone, what's wrong with lame or carbon lashem? That's how the title always says carbon lashem. What's wrong? We're scared you're going to reverse the order. And you're going to say Hashem first, and then you're not going to say carbon, you're going to change your mind. The kamapik shem shemayin levatali. Just invoke the Abish's name in vain. That's why it says in Maria Sad, why Al Minig is when somebody says Shalom Aleichem, you answer back Aleichem Shalom. Shalom is the Abish's name. So how do you say Shalom, the Abish's name first? It says in Mefarish, you're supposed to say Korban Lashem. But since you're doing a mitzvah, because we learned in Pirkei Avos, Hevei Maktim Shalom L'chaladim, when you're doing a mitzvah, the Gemara Saita says it protects you. A mitzvah is Migna. So because it protects you, you're not going to die. So you'll say Shalom, you'll definitely say Aleichem. But answering back is no longer a mitzvah, just being a nice guy, a mensch. So then you're not allowed to say David's name first. What happens if you say Hashem and you don't say Karbon? You'll be over a Yisr of saying Hashem's name in vain. That's why first you say Aleichem, then you say Shalom. You never know.
You might die or you change your mind. You have this thing that you wanted to make a Karbon. And in the middle you say Lahashem.
No, you say Shalom Aleichem. And Shalom Aleichem, why are you going to change your mind?
Change your mind,
yeah. Oh, you just remembered you're angry at him. He's a guy I don't talk to. Says in my bite with Tanya, we learned Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon spells it out. Minayin, how do you know Shem LaYemer Adon LaHashem Oilo? You shouldn't say. In the Torah, it always says Karbon LaHashem. How do you know you shouldn't say LaHashem Oilo? You're doing LaHashem Mincha LaHashem Torah LaHashem Shalom Mitam LaYemer. The pasuk says Karbon LaHashem. It says in the pasuk, you should be marking about carbon l'Hashem. So why in Fedish say carbon first, then the Ebishter? Kalvachem. Mazeh, shaloin is carbon elo lahaskir, shen shemayim, al ha-carbon. You have this animal, and the whole purpose is just to mention the Ebishter's name. Omra teira said carbon l'Hashem, be careful. Livatoli, stop making a shvua. Alachas kama kama, you got to be careful. You don't say the Ebishter's name in vain. Should never say, Maduch, you're doing a carbon that the Abish is so careful, don't say the Abish's name in vain. Surely, stop when you're talking, be careful, don't say the Abish's name in vain. You had before, Esa Shem Alekecha Tiro, or Esa Shem Alekecha Tiro, he's another limit why you shouldn't say the Abish's name in vain. Sorry?
what were the words that Hannah used when she dedicated Shmuel?
Yeah. Lozal Hashem.
He wasn't born yet.
Yeah, but no, no. Yeah, yeah, but he said Nazir first and then Hashem. We don't have a problem with that. You're doing a mitzvah, you say that whatever you're doing first and then Hashem, then it's all right. It's when you reverse the order. Hashem, carbon. Then we have a problem. Says the Gemara, Lema, Luchayda, let us say the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechonish, Lakish, is God, a Machlekes, Tanayim. Whether it's a Lashon Shabbat, Chachamim, whether it's a Lashon Umis, what's the Maise, Bishamai, Omin, Bishamai says, what about a Kinui, Kinuyir, a youth, what's the word? You know, when you, you change.
For a nickname.
Exactly, exactly. So you have a euphemism for a euphemism, basically. So what happened was, kinui kinuyin. What about you took one of these words in the ziyak and you changed it to loziyak? You
know,
you
a double.
No, they're all euphemisms of the original. They're all euphemisms of the original word nazir. Different variations of nazir. Here you made a variation of one of the kinuyim. Beishamai says kinui kinuyin also is asr. Beisila says no, that far we don't go. Kinui kinuyin mutarin. Nothing happened. What's the machlek? Is my love? Man dama kinui kinuyin asurin. The one hold that is asr. Kavod he holds. He holds kinuyin loshen umazim. He holds that kinuy is a loshen umaz. And if there's another dialect within a language, you have so many dialects. You go to England, you have so many different variations of the English in England itself. You have the Wales English, and you have the Scottish English, and the Irish English. You have different dialects. And you have Cockney. Sorry? Yeah, that's in the country. So within the same thing, you have different dialects, different variations. So therefore, Lashon Umis, it makes sense that a kinu is also a language, and therefore it's a neder. However, Lamanda Amutari, why is Basil says Mutik? So you hold Lashon Balacham, you got to follow exactly what the Chum said. The Chum said that this is the word in Ziyak. If you change, if you vary it, it's no longer the language that Chum made up. Since that Lachar Rabbi Yechon, I'm going to try to emphasize that everything goes according to Rabbi Yechon. Kuli Amal, Kinuyin Lashon Umim. These are all variations of going into languages. Beshamai Sabri, Bahani Nami Mishtayumas. Beshamai says that even though it's a broken language and it's only like the simple folk, that's considered a language. You have a few people who speak a broken English. Like, you know, in America, you have axe. You know,
I'll ask you a question.
Doesn't make it a word. So he's saying it doesn't become a language. People butcher up a language, doesn't make it a language. Even though you look at this, see how the dictionary evolves all the time, and words that 10 years ago.
Adding new words.
Yeah, where do you think the word's coming from? They're basically broken English that so many people speak it that, you know, they find it becomes acceptable. Ain't, I remember ain't. Our teachers used to scream at us, you know, you say the word ain't. And today it's in the dictionary. I ain't gonna go. Anyway. The Eboy Seima, another word, Beishamai, so Beishamai holds, Gazrin, another reason, everyone holds like a Beichelan, that what? That's Umus Oilam. Beishamai says, Gazrin and Kinui, Kinui, and Mishum Kinui. Tak, it's not really a mainstream language, but we're Geyser, if we're going to say that somebody says in that butchered up version of a language, and you say it's not an edit, they'll think that if you say proper English is not an edit, because maybe you have to say it in Hebrew. And we're Geyser, basically, so we're like Gazrin, and we're not Geyser, Kinui, Kinui, Mishum Kinui. Says the Gemara, hey, chidami, what's an example of kinu kinu? Give me an example of a euphemism of using a variation on a nickname. The Nadori, instead of saying kinu, you say mikanamna. Or instead of saying kinoyach, you say mikanachna. Instead of saying kinu, you say mikanasna. You add a couple of letters. Hey, chidami, kinu kinu, chayin. Give me an example of a euphemism of euphemism by a chayin. And we had before the Mishnah, chayref. So he says, Tani Mavsha learned charakim instead of chayref. Or charakim instead of chayref. Or charakim instead of chayref. What's kinu kinu in the Nazilis? So give an example of a butchered up version of Nazilis. Rabbi Yosef mechazakna. Instead of saying chazak, you say chazakna or manazakna. Instead of mefuach, you say mafichna. He asked the question. What about if you vary that? You say mifchazana. What happens if you say mifchazana, for example? Is that considered what you did? Yeah, because what you did was you added like a letter. Yud mai mis chazana mai mis chazana mai. No, but you don't keep the shadish so much. You actually change the shadish as well. In the other ones, you added a letter, prefix, a suffix. Here, you change the actual root of the word a little bit. Is that considered also a kin of a kinu? Kinma mai. When a person says the word kinma, is that considered a variation of kainim and it's chayiv and neder matayda? It's also ma no, not. What's the shaila? Do we say kainim kamar? He meant a neder. I dilma kinayim and baisim kamar. Maybe he meant garb samim, that it should be so beautiful to me like samim, and I should enjoy it. If he says the word kina, instead of koina, he says kina, which could mean a nest. Did he mean kina shotan goyim kama? Did he mean like a chicken coop, a nest of tan goyim? Did he mean a lashon to kainim? Or he meant actually a lashon of kainim. What did he mean? Tibaye, it's a good question. It's a teiku. We don't know what it is. Tibaye means we don't know what the answer is. That's a lashon in Gemara Dorm we find often. Kinui in the shvua. What's a kinu yeshua? We gave examples of nazir and kine. What's a variation of a nickname by shvua? Hechadami shvuel, shvuciel, shekukel. Shfadi gemara shvuel, shvua ben geish ma shvua is shvua. Shvua is the name of a person. Shvua ben geish is the name of a person in Tanakh. Ella shvuvel, shvuciel, shekukel. So the question all of them is are. What is it? These are all considered kinu kinuim when it comes to shvua, and therefore it's machleik b'sham b'sil. B'sil says nothing. B'sham b'sil says yes. You have to treat it like a shvua. Omar Shmuel says Omar ashifta. If he says the words ashifta, it's such a variation that lama klum. It's not binding at all. It's not a shvua. Ashkika Omar klum. Ashkika again. Also, such a variation means nothing. All of these words are so far away from the original euphemism that it doesn't mean anything. He says in the Mishnah, if he made a ned, he made a shvua b'moi, these are considered kinuyin. So I told you, machleik is a shayni, b'moi is an Aramaic word of mumsa, which means shvua, or like the Ran learns, it means moisha. And it's a variation of moisha, because moisha made a shvua, yo moisha.
Moshe Serebransky was in my class, and his father, the time of his love, used to call him Mei.
Mei.
Mei, come to rein.
There you have it.
That's right.
So this is it. It comes from Iran. The Iran is on the other side of the page. Tanya, we learned, Ashba, going back, says, Ha'oime b'mohi, it's a b'mohi la'oma klum. If you say b'mohi, say in Moshe, what does that mean? Or you say it means nothing, but if you said bimumsa da amamoi, if you say bimumsa da amamoi, which according to the Ram means Moshe, who said bimoi, who made a shvua, or bimumsa da amamoi means in the Aramaics who said a shvua, then had ele kinuyin shvua. Very technical. Next Mishnah. Still continuing with kinuyim, and we're learning that even though the ideal neder is where you have an animal, then you say that I'm taking this piece of bread and it should be like a carbon. You're comparing it to a carbon because a carbon is a davar hanodur, an animal, something I can change from chulin to kaidish. And in kinuyim, you don't even bring down a carbon. Here, again, we're not going to use kinuyim as Hebrew, but we're not actually having an animal comparing it to an animal, but we are using words that l'chayde relate to a carbon. We're going to use like a double negative. Machleik is a shayim hadal in this Mishnah. So now we're just learning like the Ran. The Ran says, Ha'oimid, he says, La, they're all pasachs. La chulin. Pasach means no. La chulin, sha'oichlach. That which I eat by you will not be chulin. So what is it if it's not chulin? What's the opposite of chulin? Kaidish. It's kaidish. No words, I can't eat from you. So that's the Ran's version. And the Rosh's version is, Loi chulin. It's not chulin. And in other words, if it's not chulin, so what is it? It's kaidish. Yeah. Or he says, Loi kosher, what I eat by you is not kosher. So what is it? It's strife. The loi dochi, it's not tar. Dochi is an expression that you use by a carbon. We had it in Psachim, but dochi is, or in Avodah Zarah, dochi means that this animal is tar, can be used for the base of Migdash. So loi dochi, I'm saying it's not dochi, it's not tar. These are all words that we use for in a way for Kabbalah as well, but it sounds like I'm making a nedir, that it's aser. Then you say tar tame. You say tar v'tame. You use the words tar and tame. The Ran has a problem here. Why dochi is the Aramaic version of tar? So why by dochi do we have to say not tar in order to make it aser? And when you use the Hebrew word tar, you suddenly say tar. Oh, carbon. And you meant carbon is aser. So the Ran Taka learns is supposed to say also loy tar. It even doesn't say it. Or maybe not. So it's a long Ran. You're going back and forth. Nice, if you use the word that this food should be nice, these are all expressions that these all didn't do with carbon or pigle, usser. What you're trying to say is that this food here should be like a carbon, therefore I'm not allowed to have it. If you say ki'imra, it should be like this bread, should be like sheep, which again, the imra is something you use for a carbon, or kedidim, like the place where you did this pen, where you kept the sheep for a carbon. Or ke'etim, like wood, which you prepared for the mizbeach, or ke'ishim, like the fire on the mizbeach, mizbeach, like the mizbeach itself. Kehechel, like the Hechel, the base of Midrash, Kirishalayim, he said, like Kirishalayim, which is a holy place. So, now you're trying to, again, all of these things, you're trying to say that this food should be like carbon. Or you use one of the tools that you use from Mizbech, one of the vessels, and compare it to that. Even though none of these things he actually outright expressly said the word carbon, all these he made an ezin of carbon. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, you have to say like Yerushalayim. But if you just say this food is Yerushalayim, it's meaningless. You have to say ke Yerushalayim. Okay, since Mari Mitzvah.